Theater 5 presents A Presence of Mind.
Don Alonso.
Yes, Inez.
It is almost time, senor. They will perhaps soon be here.
Inez, when have you become so delicate not to enter my library?
It is different today, Don Alonso. How can I enter a room when it may no longer belong to us?
Oh, you must not grieve, Inez. Come. You will drink with me a glass of Madeira.
Not grieve when the Hacienda de Alvaredo will be sold to the American. 70 years I have served your house, Don Alonso. You can tell me not to grieve.
Times change. There is now no need for such a great house.
But where will you do the writing of the books?
Oh, perhaps my writing is not so important. Oh, no one seems to buy the books. And if they consent to buy the house, Inez, you and I will be able to live in the guest cottage.
A cottage? The grandchildren will visit Don Alonso in a cottage.
My dear Inez, you are more proud than the Alvaredos themselves.
The greatest house in all Mexico should not be sold. 400 years it has been the Hacienda de Alvaredo.
Ah, splendid. You have placed the wine before the fire.
In the cottage, there is no fire. How will I warm your wine with no fire?
Ah, the Americans come by strict appointment. Let them in.
Hello, Charles Metcalf.
Good evening, Doña Inez.
Come in, senor. Senora Metcalf. Welcome to Hacienda de Alvaredo.
Thank you, Don Alonso.
Good evening, sir.
The more so now that you are here. Inez, two more glasses, please.
Oh, Charles, isn't it magnificent? I forget between visits how grand the place is.
Ah, thank you, Inez. You are fond of Madeira, senora?
Yes.
This is of the 97.
Oh, Charles, I'm just enchanted with this house.
In all candor, senora, I must warn you there are certain disadvantages. It is very damp. There are drafts, poor plumbing, the lights fail.
But you expect that in a place so old.
And we are growing older, Inez and I. As the only servant in the house, she finds the tasks rather difficult.
Have I complained, Don Alonso?
No, Inez, never. You are a woman of infinite patience.
You have told them of drafts and poor plumbing. But there is one thing you do not mention.
What is that?
You have not spoken of Don Pedro.
Oh, I am sure they would not care to hear about that.
Don Pedro?
A mere tiresome story, senora. Well, then. You are both fond of the house, yes?
Well, you knew how I felt about it, and I think Margaret's made herself clear.
Oh, I just love it. But I feel somehow so guilty.
Guilty?
Well, I mean, your family's lived here so long.
Now, don't give him a chance to withdraw the offer. Shall I have our attorney call on you?
That would be agreeable, senor, yes.
I wonder, Don Alonso, would you mind if we went through the rooms once more?
Oh, I would wish it, senora. Please, Inez.
Oh, no, you needn't come with us. We know the way.
Will you excuse us, Don Alonso?
Of course.
You will miss it, yes.
Hmm?
The tapestry, the library, the paintings.
Oh, yes, Inez. I will miss it.
There's got to be some kind of answer, but I can't keep this fireplace from smoking.
Courage. If Inez can do it, so can you.
Well, we'll have to get a draft put into it.
Charles.
Mm-hmm?
Have you seen this? I found it in the East Wing attic.
Oh, what is it?
An album. Pictures of his family all those years past.
Oh, let me see.
Don Jose de Alvarado. Well, that must have been his father.
Mm-hmm. Isn't this a handsome man?
Yes. Don Pedro.
The picture's older than the others. He might be a grandfather.
Don Pedro? Isn't that the name Inez mentioned?
Yes. I think we'd better close it now.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. It's like reading someone else's mail.
Pictures are to be looked
at. Well, I feel the same way about living here, too, as though we had no right to be here. We seem to be invading their privacy.
Come on now, Maggie. If everybody felt that way, every house in the world would be vacant.
Oh, I know.
As soon as we've really settled in, you'll feel differently.
Oh, will you get it?
Yeah. Oh, Inez, come in.
Oh, how nice to see you, Inez. But you look tired. Sit down.
I walked. It is too far from the cottage to walk. Oh,
can I get you anything?
No. I would not have come if the gift had not been so great.
Gift?
Don Alonso has told me to welcome you and to give you the keys.
Keys?
To what?
He has told me to say that the wine in the cellar is a gift of Casa de Alvarado.
The wine?
He is a man of much heart.
But Inez, it must be worth...
He does not count the worth, Senora. He says only that the wine belongs to the house. The house belongs to you.
Oh, I don't think we...
Please, Senor, do not refuse him. This has given him much pleasure.
Well...
Now I go back.
No. Not without a rest, Inez. Please sit down. Look, there's something I wanted to ask you. Have you seen this album before?
See, the book of the pictures. It was the pleasure of Don Alonso's father. The beautiful Doña Estela.
Is this his father?
Don Jose, si.
And who's this?
Yes.
Don Pedro.
Who is he?
A great uncle to Don Alonso. You have not heard him.
Heard who?
Don Pedro.
What?
He is the ghost who haunts Casa de Alvarado.
He does what?
Ghost?
Si, senor. He was to marry the beautiful Doña Estela, the senorita, but on the wedding day, the beautiful Doña Estela was riding her favorite horse here in front of the hacienda. She was thrown from the horse and killed.
Oh, how terrible.
Don Pedro ran to her, but he could do nothing. He went to the tower room. A day he did not come down. 2 days, a week. No one could bring him from the room. He did not eat. By the end of the month, he was dead. Now, sometimes at night, we hear him in the halls, calling to Doña Estela.
I noticed that the tower room was locked.
Si, senora. It was thought best. I go now.
I'll drive you back.
No. I think it is better I am alone now.
Charles?
I don't know.
But surely the story can't.
Of course not. It's the kind of legend that's always told about places like this.
Yes, of course. Oh, Charles, the fire is burning beautifully now.
I've learned the secret. You've got to put the logs dead center in the fireplace.
Did you hear something?
No.
We'll have to cut it down, that's all.
What?
That big acacia tree. The branches rub against the tower roof.
That's not a branch.
What?
Listen.
Oh, Charles!
Oh, all right, just hold on to yourself. I'm going up there.
You're not doing any such thing.
I've got to find
out
what's...
You're not going to find out anything.
It's coming from the tower.
It's just your imagination.
Well, I've got to see.
No, Charles, no. Now, we both know about things like wind in the chimney. We'll just ask Don Alonso. I'll call him tomorrow. Now, sit down and read your book. I'll call him tomorrow. Doña Estela.
Brandy, Don Alonso?
To there only, if you please.
I'm learning how to use this wine warmer.
A little back from the fire.
Ah.
It acquires then, in Spanish it translates, the temperature of evocation.
Don Alonso, you must let us pay you.
My dear Signora, never. To begin, the delicacy of the wine would be destroyed by any moving. It must remain like the rafters of a house in its own environment.
Well, speaking of the rafters, Don Alonso.
Yes? You have some trouble with the house?
Maybe you'd better tell him, Charles.
Well, Don Alonso, last night we were sitting here.
Drinking coffee?
Yes, coffee, and we heard a sound.
Yes?
Well, it wasn't quite a natural sound.
An unnatural sound?
Don Alonso, we are not romantic people. We know what is true and what is false. We are realists.
That is admirable.
Tell him, Charles.
Well, we heard music, a clavichord.
Yes?
And a kind of moaning sound.
An old house, Signora, makes many sounds.
Yes, yes, but these were rather distinct.
Besides, Don Alonso, Inez told us the story. The story of Don Pedro.
The story of Don Pedro. You should have told me at once. Of course.
Then you know all about it?
Oh, yes. Even at 80, Inez is an incurable romantic.
Oh, then it's just a tale of her.
Oh, no, no. It's true.
What?
Well, it's true that an ancestor, millenniums ago, saw his intended fall from a horse and die. I have no doubt he was grieved. She was most beautiful.
But Inez said she saw it happen.
So, Doña Estela?
Yes.
Oh, it is hardly possible. Doña Estela died many years before Inez was born. About the noise, Signora. Sometimes the wind in a chimney or blowing across telephone wires will produce a very strange sound. I have even heard my own name spoken to me.
Like the wheels of a railroad train, they say what you expect them to say.
Precisely, Signora. And now I must go.
Oh, well, let us drive you back.
Thank you, Signora, but it is walking that keeps me slender. You see how proud I am.
Good night, Don Alonso.
Good night.
Will you be jealous if I say I adore him?
And you feel you have to go that far? Brandy?
A little. That's enough, Charles.
I am going up there.
Going up where?
You heard it, the tower room. I'm going up.
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
And what are you spilling your brandy for?
Charles, no. It's submitting to superstition. Don't go. It's like admitting there are black cats.
There are black cats, and there is also a sound up there. I'm going up to find out what it is.
Charles, let me call Don Alonso back. You may need help. Don Alonso, please come back. Please.
Where are you? Come out of that room. Open the door.
What is it, Signora? Is there something wrong?
You've got to come up with us, Don Alonso. Come upstairs. Listen. You hear it?
The sound of a clavichord, yes.
Did you hear that? Hurry!
Open this door. Do you hear me? Open it or I'll break it down.
Oh, Charles, is it in there? Is it in the tower room?
Yes, it is there. It comes from there.
All right, stand back. I'm going to break it down.
Charles, are you sure?
I will help you. Come.
Ah!
Inez Castelar.
Please, Don Alonso. Please, to understand.
Inez, I do not know what to say to you. This is a shocking and a graceless thing.
Si. I know, Don Alonso.
How could you so humiliate us with our good name?
For you, Don Alonso, you should not leave the hacienda. Do not hate me for it, Don Alonso.
No, but why did you do this thing?
To make it right, Don Alonso. To make you come back to Casa de Alvaredo, where the great family lived, where you belong.
You have been sleeping away at night to do this.
Si. No one else should live here. It is your home until you die. The home of your noble family.
And you hope to frighten them away?
Si. To bring you back to your library. Back to the paintings and the tapestry.
Senor, I do not know how to apologize.
I don't think an apology is called for, Don Alonso.
No.
I am a stupid old woman, Don Alonso.
No, Inez. You wish the best for me. But I am more than happy in the cottage. The rooms are dry and light, and I do not have to climb the stairs to my room at night. I awaken fresh in the morning to begin my work.
You prefer the cottage?
Not only for myself, but for you, Inez. The work there is no burden, yes?
No. It is very easy. I am too old to carry the heavy logs.
Then come, yes?
Senor. Senora, will you forgive my lack of gentility?
Of course, Inez.
Certainly, Inez. Gracias. We understand. You are very kind to her and to me. Come, Inez.
Oh, Don Alonso, I wanted only what is good for you.
I know.
I think I'll cry.
Go right ahead.
Have you ever seen such loyalty?
Hers or his?
They put my mind more at ease. They really do prefer the cottage.
Had you been feeling that we'd thrown them out?
Yes. But I don't know.
I think we can begin to live here now.
Oh, I love the place so much, Charles. There's only one thing I'm sorry about.
What?
You really want to know? But we have no ghost. No Don Pedro.
Well, you can't have everything.
Oh, the room is so beautiful by firelight.
Come on.
That wonderful.
Presented A Presence of Mind, written by Richard McCracken and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Bryna Rayburn, Court Benson, Grace Matthews, and Guy Sorrell. Audio engineer Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Ted Bell. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.